Hello, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person that I'm speaking with?
Arpeggio Charles.
How you doing today?
I'm doing better.
My name is Harold once again, and I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
I have not.
And now, were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Sorry to hear that. Did you spray Roundup
Thank
yourself?
you. Yes, I did.
How many years would you say you sprayed it?
4 years.
About 4 years or
Yeah.
During those 4 years, would you say you sprayed it at least 10 times?
10 times. Yeah. I did like once a month, so yeah.
About once a month. Gotcha. Okay. And how old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
30.
30. And did you spray Roundup 1 full year prior to you being diagnosed?
No.
When did you start spraying Roundup?
2019.
And when were you diagnosed?
I mean, 2015, I was diagnosed in 2019.
Gotcha. So you sprayed it about 4 years prior to you actually being diagnosed?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So you did spray it 1 year prior to you being diagnosed?
Yeah, I didn't understand that question.
Yeah, no,
Absolutely.
no worries. No worries. And let me ask you, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents relating to Roundup?
Yes.
All righty. Have you had more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or is it just the one?
Just the one.
Just the one. Gotcha. And then, do you remember the month you were diagnosed in 2019 or no?
I want to say September.
September. And then, did you spray Roundup for work, or was it for home purposes?
Yeah, the house. It's got the house, front yard, backyard.
Gotcha. Can I get that property address that you sprayed it?
Well, it was at an old address.
Yeah, the whatever address you sprayed it.
242 South Calish, Apartment E, Fresno, California. 93726.
Now, you say Fresno, California?
Yeah.
And then Callis, CallisCH.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Appreciate that. And then you said you were 30 when you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
True. And then, are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
Were you ever diagnosed with HIV, hepatitis C, hepatitis B, diabetes, or arthritis?
The results were negative.
Okay. And then, did you ever have an organ transplant, an autoimmune disease, Epstein-Barr, lupus?
No, I have not.
And then, is there any family history of cancer or any other cancer that you were diagnosed with?
The family does, well, my dad did, but yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, could you go ahead and spell out your first name for me?
Arpeggio.
Arpeggio.
Yes, sir, Arpeggio.
And then for the last name?
Charles.
Gotcha. And then are you, could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
I'm a male.
And then are you married?
I am not.
And then for your date of birth?
11/15/89.
And now for your social.
613-30-2376.
And then how did you first learn that Roundup may cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Well, it was word of mouth. And then, like, the symptoms I had to ask around. And then I saw an ad, too, on the TV, and I'm like, yeah.
Gotcha. It's all starting to, like, connect and everything.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't normally get sick, so I was just like, this isn't right.
Gotcha. Was that sometime this year when you kind of start, you know, seeing the ads and everything, or was it when you were diagnosed, or?
Yeah, it was a while ago.
A while ago? Gotcha. And then how tall are you? How much do you weigh?
I want to say 5'8", 160.
And then what's the best email address for you?
That will be arpeggioc@gmail.com.
And then what's the best phone number for you? 559-814-4197?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's a new number.
Thank you. And then you said you used it about one time a month, correct?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And then you said you started in 2015, stopped in 2019?
Yes, sir.
Did you use any protective gear?
Yeah, gloves. I think I wore a face mask around that time.
Gotcha. And then did you only spray it in California?
Yeah, only in California.
Gotcha. And so one time a month for about 4 years. So you were roughly exposed 48 times in your lifetime. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, close. Very, very close.
All right. And then your property, was it near water well or was it city water?
City water.
And then were you ever exposed to any other herbicides, benzenes, or Agent Orange?
No.
Nope. And then where would you buy the Roundup?
I got it at Home Depot.
And then do you have any of your receipts or any Roundup in your possession?
Oh, no. I'm staying away from Roundup.
Gotcha. No worries. And then have you ever smoked?
Yes.
How many years have you smoked?
Shoot. At least 8.
8 years. And then are you currently employed?
Yeah, I am.
And then who's your current employer?
Cargill Meat Solutions.
Is it Cargill? Is that C-A-R-G-E-L?
It's C-A-R-G-I-L-L.
Gotcha, okay. And then do you have the address for that?
I could pull it up.
Is it in Vernon, Norwalk?
It's in Fresno.
Fresno?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one at the 3115 South Fig Avenue?
Yes, sir.
All righty. And then what's your job title here?
I am a meat packer.
Meat packer. Did you lose any time from work because of any surgeries or treatments?
Yes. Well, yeah.
How many months, days, weeks would you say, you know, you were kind of out, years even, you know?
It was just, I think it was a week.
A week? Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then were you ever in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation?
I have not, no.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then?
I have never.
And then have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
All right. And then could I go ahead and get the hospital who diagnosed you? All right.
It's Kaiser Permanente.
Kaiser. Is that the one at the 7300 North Fresno Street?
Yes, sir.
Do you remember the doctor diagnosed you?
It was Dr. Lucio Noble.
N-O-B-L-E, last name?
N-O-B-I-L-E.
Gotcha, thank you. And then how would you say the lymphoma impacted your life?
I mean, besides from the coughing and the itchiness and the rashes, it was just like horrible. I mean, I've never been down like that before. So.
And then do you have the medical records that show the diagnosis?
The doctor should.
The doctor, all righty. And then do you have a day of treatment?
September 2019, I want to say it was the 12th.
Gotcha. And then what is your current property address?
Mine?
Yes, sir.
That would be 2530 West Fountain Way, apartment 223, Fresno, California, 93705.
Thank you. And then did you go through a chemo, radiation, stem cell?
Yes, I went through chemo, radiation. Yeah, just chemo and radiation.
Gotcha. Chemo, radiation. And then I do request emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives this money. Who do you want to put down as the emergency contact?
I mean, at the moment, only thing I could person I could think of is good old mom.
All righty. Nothing wrong with that. Probably best person you can put down.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you. And her phone number?
559-270-1998.
And then her name?
Janetha Henderson.
J-I-N-N-I-F-A.
So it'll be like Jean Etha. So J-E-A-N E-T-H-A Henderson.
Gotcha. All right. Let me go ahead and verify this information, make sure my spelling is accurate, everything like that. So when I send this over to a law firm, it is a pretty easy, pretty smooth process for you. And so you were diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin lymphoma that was back in 2019. The property address that you sprayed at 242 South Kalish Avenue, Apartment E, Fresno, 93721. You were between the ages of 18 and 80 at the time of your diagnosis. You sprayed it for about 4 years. You did spray it on 10 separate occasions. You spell your name A-R-P-E-G-G-I-O, last name C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Your date of birth is 11/15/1989, social 613-303-2376. Your email address is arpeggioc@gmail.com. You sprayed it typically one time a month. You did spray 1 full year prior to you being diagnosed. You started in 2015, stopped in 2019. Let's see here. You did use the concentrate. And then you were seen by Dr. Noble. And then that was at the 7300 North Fresno Street at the Kaiser Permanente. And then your current property address, 2530 West Fountain Way, apartment 223, Fresno, California, 93705. And then we have your mother here, 559-270-1998 as the emergency contact. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
With what?
DocuSign?
I am not.
No worries. So DocuSign is online signing. Basically, get your documents, do like your email, things like that. So you should have just received a text message. It should say Harold King, that's me, Mass Torch Strategies, and then it'll say DocuSign. So go ahead and click that link.
Just a second, sir. Just a second.
Yeah, no problem.
Hello?
Yep, I'm sir.
Sorry about that.
No worries. No worries at all. Did you receive that text message?
Yes, sir. I'm opening it right now.
Perfect.
Continue. Harold King, I agree. Continue. So I select start.
Yep.
I'll sign all these. Oh.
Yep. So you want to select start. And then you're going to hit the yellow boxes on the documents. And then you want to make sure you agree basically to electronic signature and all that.
Just a second.
Mm-hmm. No worries. And then if you don't, you can always hit the yellow next button. It should be top right of your page, and it should take you to every yellow box that you need to sign.
Finish. I am done signing.
Perfect. Yep, I just got them back. So let me go ahead and I'll send these up to the law firm. The law firm that you're working with is Pulaski Law Group. I sent you their information to your text messages. They will call
you. Yeah, I wonder who sent that.
Yeah, that was me. So save me in that 949 number. That's me. I'm in California, Southern California. So yeah, go ahead and save me in your phone so you know if I'm calling you, you know it's me. And then the law firm, they'll call you in about 7 business days, basically to verify the information, make sure everything is, you know, accurate. And then from that point on, they'll be able to request the medical records from the hospital and actually, you know, represent you. So
I appreciate it, Harold.
No problem. No problem at all. And if you need anything from me, just let me know, okay?
You know, it's crazy because I have a cousin and his name is Harold King also.
Really?
Yeah, but he's coming out of Chicago.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, I have a lot of family from the South as well. I have a lot of family in Mississippi. I have family in San Jose as well. So, you know, hey, you know, we could be long lost cause. We could be long lost cousins.
That's
never
true.
Know.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's crazy. I haven't run into another Hail Queen. So, like, what?
Me neither. I've never even heard anyone with my last name. So, you know, that's different,
that's
right?
Cool. That's cool.
Well, I appreciate it. Like I said, if you need anything, you just let me know, all right?
All right, appreciate it. Yeah.
No problem. Have a blessed day.
You too, brother. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.